Next up is Rose.
I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Hello. Is it running?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Bachelorgation. You can tell that we have not done this in a while.
Wow, it's been a while. I've forgotten how to talk.
Yeah. We are presenting a new series.
Yes.
Bachelorgation presents
Reality Gays.
You know, with a Z.
Like gay A Y.
Like gay.
G-A-Y-Z.
Like the word gay.
Like gay is in there, but it's like, you know, gay, like we have a gaze. Like we're gazing at reality TV in a gay way.
So
now that special's over?
So now that special's over and the podcast, we're done. So our goal is to cover queer topics in other reality TV shows that we watch and that y'all watch, and just branch out a little bit.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of different stuff and like talking to each other about it, and you know, given the fact that obviously The Bachelor has been delayed, we felt like maybe this would be a good opportunity to work on some new material.
Yeah.
So.
Apologies for being MIA for so long. I think we both have just had our attention directed elsewhere, which I'm sure you're not surprised by.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff going on. I don't really, couldn't tell you exactly what, but I don't know, we're busy.
We're both wearing masks right now.
We have the windows open. If there's any background noise, it's because we're trying to ventilate my apartment in a safe way, so.
And we're hot.
And it's hot. It's like, it's officially Seattle summer, which means it's hot up here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Okay, should we just get straight into it?
I think we should. I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to start by covering the first queer couple in 90 Day Fiancé. For those of you who aren't familiar with the show, I'm not sure why you're listening, but basically 90 Day Fiancé follows couples that are trying to pursue the K-1 visa. So an American trying to date someone from another country. And on the most recent season, they had a couple made up of Steph and Erica, two bisexual cis women. And it was a shit show.
Oh my God. That, I had to, 90 Day Fiancé is a hard watch for me because it can be like kind of sad.
It's heavy.
You know, it's actually really heavy, and because the people are very obviously there for personal reasons. You know, like it's not like they're pursuing any sort of reality TV fame as far as I can tell.
Which comes into question with Steph though, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that. But for the most part, people are pretty earnest.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot of disappointment and heartbreak in this show, and there's a lot of themes of like loneliness and insecurity and, you know, and it's just, and also there's I have complicated feelings about the way that the show basically kind of, I think, takes advantage of people. And there's just a lot of American exceptionalism that is really gross. But sometimes it produces some really good TV.
Yeah.
I think this is the case. I didn't think it was necessarily a good thing, but I had a good time watching Stephanie and Erica's story.
I think that if everybody wanted it, we could do another episode just on like our thoughts on the show.
About the show.
Right.
Yeah.
Because everything you brought up is so, so important.
We just don't have time to talk about all of that right now.
No, not in one episode, but I'm glad that you started there because it's like, the show itself, and when you think about TLC as a network, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of like looking into people's private lives and people who, you know, they're not one in 30 fighting for one person's attention. They're like trying to pursue one relationship and failing at it, and then we get a look into it. Not to mention like the class dynamics and looking at the like quote unquote American dream. Like there's so much going on.
There's a lot of racism. Like there's just a lot of stuff goes on 90 Day Fiancé.
So much stuff. Tony was very smart and just fast forwarded through and watched Erica and Steph's.
I started the whole season. I started off and I was like, I got this.
And then you're like, I can't do it.
If I'm going to watch this in 1 week, that's not going to be good for my mental health. So.
No, baby girl Lisa is not good for anybody's mental health.
Yeah, baby girl Lisa is a lot. If you wanted to watch this season or already have and you're listening for that reason, then you know. You already know about baby girl Lisa.
Okay, so we're going to start talking about Steph and Erica.
Yeah.
Just to get us started, I want to know what your first impression was of both of the women.
So Steph came across to me, the way that she described herself, I feel like you had to get to know her by like watching her interact with other people, because I don't think she really understands how she comes across.
Right.
But I think she really focused in a lot on like her health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you could sort of see how that guided her experience, that I think there's like a huge disconnect with the way people like see her and how she views herself.
Yeah.
So like my impression of her was like, and I think I want to say that she is a Virgo.
Yeah, let's look that up after.
Yeah, because she has a lot of like Virgo like control energy.
Neuroses, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my impression of her, is like she seems stressed out a lot.
Yeah, she's high strung, right?
Yeah, like, she's a little high strung.
A little neurotic, but then you like see where it's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, I can't imagine going through having health complications like that. That would make, I mean, traveling is literally risking your life. That's like, so that's so intense, you know,
right.
And to be hospitalized, you're so young, you picture your life going a certain way, and to have it derailed.
Right.
For reasons completely out of your control. I could see that affecting the way that you view relationships and yourself. And she touches a lot on like past relationship trauma that doesn't get detailed at all. Like she doesn't really explain it.
Right. And her mom does too.
Yeah. So like I know that it's there, but we don't really get to see like behind the curtain in terms of like how she has experienced things other than
right.
her health issues. She goes into pretty good detail about that. And I was looking on her Instagram and she is an advocate, you know, like she does a lot of work advocating for people who have the disorder that she has. And so, you know, it seems like maybe if we're going to talk about why people go on this show, specifically Stephanie, I think probably to raise awareness about it, it would be a factor too. But yeah, I don't know. I was preparing to not like her, and I actually did like her.
Which will be very controversial when people want to talk about this
totally.
With us afterwards. You liking her.
Well, it's not that I like her like, oh yeah, we'd be buddies. Like, I don't think that we, you know,
no,
I don't,
you just don't
like
have
her,
like, disdain.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously, like, you know, spoiler alert, like, she did some really fucked up things. But
right.
I also feel like, I almost feel bad for her a little bit.
That was my main,
like, I empathize for her, because it's, like, she's like that type of person where, like, you don't even know, like, what you're doing.
No, you just want to shake her, because I think she has, like, no concept of, like, how do I say this? Like, just how people perceive her. Like, I don't
yeah.
think she understands at all how she's received.
Yeah.
And then
maybe outside of the way that she portrays herself online for, like, mostly a male audience, I'm assuming.
Right.
You know?
And that, like, we can get more into this later, too, but I think there's this really big push and pull between her internet identity
yeah.
that's, like, bubbly and fun and outgoing and hypersexual.
Yeah.
And then this, like, real person who has, like, a lot of anxieties and a lot of control issues and has been
yeah.
burned.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she actually meets Erica in person, it's, like, her internet identity coming head-on with who she actually is and, like, trying to
totally.
Make sense of both of them at the same time, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, totally. It's interesting because I think that there's, like, a complexity to her because of that duality, like, who she is to herself and in her personal life, and then who she is online as her internet personality.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, also just a base level, I think that they're very incompatible people.
Completely.
You know, like, outside of all of these external factors, I just think that they're very different and they probably wouldn't have made it anyways.
No, like, if they were to, like, meet out dancing, like, I do not think they would have hit it off.
No, they would have been, like, attracted to each other and maybe had, like, a cute flirtatious night, but then they would have realized that it wasn't gonna work.
Right. And you also just, like, I have been that gay person that talks to someone online and, like, flies to another place and meets
My
them.
God. I mean, who
hasn't? And, like, that's, like, part of dyke culture. And And like, I remember this intense pressure of like, is this person, after months of talking and now we're meeting in person in their city, in their state, like, am I what they thought I was going to be? There's all this pressure on the connection. I feel like that shows up a lot more in Steph than it does in Erica. Just all this pressure on her.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, what did you think of Erica?
Obviously, Erica is that type of person where, like, she's magnetic and you know, like, you're instantly like, this person is really fun to be around. This person is really sweet, earnest, like, caring.
So earnest, I'm glad you used that word.
Yeah, and creative. And I think that she has that energy about her where, like, you want to be around her because good things are going to happen around this type of person. And I liked both of them on first impression. I think as the show moved through, you start to be like, oh my God, I'm picking sides. And it's on Erica's side.
Right.
But that's not to say that I don't think that she also has stuff that she needs to work on, too.
Right.
Like, I feel like there was a lot of breakdown in communication that, like, obviously, like, Stephanie might have instigated, but I think Erica might not have, like, approached or responded to in the best way.
Right.
But also, I've been on the receiving end of, like, kind of, like, narcissistic, like, personality, like, kind of sort of being, like, manipulating situations or making herself out to be the victim. I feel like Erica got a lot of that from Stephanie.
Yeah.
And I think Erica, like, kind of handled it the way that I know that I've done in the past, which is, like, stomping away. You know, like, throwing a fit. Like, I can't blame her for doing that because, like, those situations are literally a mind fuck.
Right.
And you could tell, like, you could, like, her face is so expressive. You can read it so well.
I know. She is so expressive.
But, yeah, what did you think of Erica? Team Erica.
Team Erica. Yeah, I think, like, my first impression was, like, ugh, her style.
I mean, her style is an acquired taste, but I actually really, like, appreciate when people are so extra.
Yeah,
you
totally.
Know, like, I'm a Leo, so I'm all about, like, self-expression, and, like, sometimes I wish I had the confidence to actually be fully how I, you know, would dress
like
up as a kid, like, you know, full fabulousness. I feel like she embodies that, and I appreciate that so much in her.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a lot.
No, I totally, like, I liked her for it, but I also was like, oh my gosh, you are like Katy Perry or something. Like, I'm not, I don't think that I personally would come up to you at the club with your, like, bisexual bob. That's like, I love her, like, coming out to her parents when it's like your like hair is literally the bisexual flag. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? No, I thought she was just, like, really sweet and vivacious. I like that you used the word earnest. I think she was very, like, well-intentioned and just put in, like, a lot of really tricky situations where this person is causing Steph, this person being Steph, is causing a lot of conflict. But then as soon as you discuss the conflict, they play the victim and just say, well, such and such has happened to me and such has happened to me.
Right, she leans on her health a lot.
On her health and then on being cheated on.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch Erica try and navigate those situations. She's 24. I feel like she did absolutely, like, she had a lot of grace, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
Do you want to kind of talk about the fact that for both of them, the primary storyline was them coming out?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, like, let's, I also, like, that and then, like, two, just the way that it was shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that first kiss. That scene was, like, just, we don't even have to go into it too much, but obviously it was, like, male-gazy, like, to the extreme. In a way that they don't film that show that way at all.
That's what's so particularly upsetting to me is, like, if they filmed all of the kisses in that show that way, I'd be like, well, that's trash, but okay.
Yeah.
But it's, like, literally none of the other relationships were shot in that manner.
Yeah.
Which, TLC doesn't have a huge male audience, so that's one way to get it, right?
Yeah, but it's funny because it was, like, almost, I feel like it took a couple episodes for them to even start, like, their plot. Like, I feel like I remember watching the first episode, and I watched a whole episode, and they hadn't come up, and I was like, this is, like, y'all are queerbaiting at this point. It's like you keep on teasing their relationship, and you're not showing it, and then finally we get it, and, you know, it's, obviously I'm satisfied watching it, but there's something about it that's definitely lacking. And then you see that scene where they finally kiss, and it literally looks like a softcore porn.
Yeah.
You know, like, the way that it's shot and the music and the way that it, like, zooms in on their faces, it was so icky. I was like, what am I watching?
It was really
bad. So weird. back to like 90 Day Fiance. Like after that moment of intimacy, it was like it went back to the filming format that it was before.
That's totally right. Yeah. Which in terms of continuity, like
it was weird. It was
yeah,
bad.
They should have kept filming that way for a little while so it was less obvious that they like completely changed things for 10 seconds.
They were like trying something artistic out, I guess. I don't know.
Some softcore artistic
porn. But yeah. They definitely like tease the fact that their plot revolves around both of them coming out, which is so annoying to me. And it's funny because I think it's like that's a thing that I feel like they try and push this plot on us like repeatedly over and over again about like the coming out is like the crux of like a queer experience.
Right.
In media and like reality TV and movies and TV shows. And like we're past that. You know, like, I think it's not that it can't be helpful for someone else to view it, because I'm sure lots of people still struggle with that or, like, you know, are younger or maybe, you know, not, you know, they relate to that experience still. But I'm like, there's more experiences other than this experience.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, I did not need to watch. I mean, I do watch this show, right? And so when I saw that there was going to be a bisexual couple, I was like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to watch this. And then there's just that disappointment of like, oh, it's the same story that every single straight
yeah.
person wants to watch, which
right.
is like,
straight.
Oh, like straight people did something good. Like, look at these sweet
yeah.
parents that like responded in the correct way by like saying that they still love their children. It's like, no, I just want to watch like two super hot women like fall in love and deal with conflict and like meet each other's friends. Like
yeah.
that would have been enough for me.
Totally. That's like the Demi edit, you know, like Demi got this Bachelor in Paradise edit that was all about straight people affirming her sexuality.
Right.
You know, and that's what it felt like here again.
Right. And
especially when like, okay, I'm sorry, but like Erica, like if you see her with her group of friends, it's like, she's obviously out. Like, she's obviously pretty queer already.
Right.
You know, like, to me, whereas, like, you know, you meet Stephanie's friends and you're like, okay, I could see how maybe she, if she's hiding it from her family, she could hide it because her friends seem like they're straight. And it's like, you can tell she just has less connection to the queer community than Erica does.
Right.
And to me, I'm just like, if her parents obviously, like, kind of already knew, you know?
Right, on some level. Like, the mom says that she knew. And I think that's, I don't know that Steph actually knows this, but my read is that a lot of the insecurity actually comes from Erica having a queer community and
yeah,
like I could see
yeah.
that as part of, you know, Erica has this whole community period where Steph just reads as more isolated.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
she doesn't have as many friends as Erica and definitely doesn't have as many queer friends as Erica.
Yeah.
But it's the only, you know, on one hand, we got to see, like, the complications of, like, cis bisexual people coming out and that, like, not needing to come out until you have a partnership that's going to be read as queer by your parents and the complications
yeah.
that come up with that. And we got to see, like, femme people come out and the, like, mom's expectations or, you know, her, like, Steph's mom's expectations
yeah.
around what her, like, feminine daughter would be doing. But I just don't care at this point. Like, that's
yeah.
content that's made for straight people. Like, I wanted content made for me.
Yeah, and there's already so, I feel like there's already so much other material.
Right.
It was like we were witnessing all of these, like, honestly, like, pretty complex fights and stuff that I've seen before in my own life and in my own queer experience. I know that my friends relate to, too. Like, we're seeing all of that basically kind of, like,
washed over
right, and because they kept teasing the coming out stuff and it
right.
was like, no, I want to focus on this more. Like, this is actually not that it's, you know, reality TV, there's always that exploitative factor of like we're watching people go through harm,
right,
you know, but I feel like there's lessons to be learned there,
right,
that they didn't really get to work out. And of course it seems like they just weren't gonna work it out because they didn't want to,
right,
and they didn't have to, and that's reality TV. Sometimes, you know, people are still autonomous and they can still decide we're not gonna try and make amends, but it's like they didn't really try. And then in the reunion, it's like they didn't, the conversation wasn't satisfying.
Mm.
You know, like I feel like everyone did not know how to approach the situation. Like none of the other people on the show knew how to approach the situation. I don't think that the host knew how to approach the situation. It kind of felt like their conversation was very much like, who's the winner? Who's the loser? Like who did harm? Who, you know, like who was a victim? Like, it wasn't
yeah.
really meaty conversation to me. So I kind of was like, eh, this is disappointing.
Totally.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything else to say on that being, like...
The coming out thing?
Yeah, just that that, like, really was their... That was, for both of them, the plot. And I just didn't give a shit.
Yeah, it was, like, very anticlimactic, too. And by the time you got to that point in the season, I was really half paying attention to them.
Yeah,
you know, because it just, like, by the time Stephanie came out, it's, like, after they even broke up, she used to... You could tell that they were, like, you still have to have this conversation for the show.
Right.
You know, because even though she, like, left Erica and they had broken up, it's, like, you know, and I had heard online, like, I was kind of doing some research and, like, there was a little bit of, like, online chatter about a lot of stupid stuff, too, but there was, like, a lot of chatter about, like, they feel, like, some people accused both of them of, like, faking their coming out, like, that they had already been out and they, like, kind of, you know, they had already come out to their family and they, like, filmed it to make it, like, a thing, like, the plot. And I, like, kind of wouldn't be surprised, you know?
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I just... Neither of the moments felt super real to me. Like,
yeah.
They both felt really inauthentic. And Erica's over here talking about how she was in this long-term relationship,
yes,
with someone,
yeah,
and kept a secret. And I'm,
yeah,
like, how can you be kept a secret if you're keeping her a secret?
Yeah, it seemed like the story didn't exactly,
like, it doesn't
match
up.
Yeah.
And Erica's family was super, super sweet, but they also were, like, almost had, like, a non-reaction.
Yeah, right. And, like, I think... It just seemed like it was, like, kind of a dud. Like, not, like, their reactions were, you know, obviously, like, not horrible, you know, but, like, both parents, it didn't seem like it was really a big deal. And, like, looking on Stephanie's Instagram, it seemed like she had, like, talked about being bisexual, like, you know, previously, like, in Instagram posts and stuff. So, not that, like, her mom is, like, on her Instagram, but, you know, it just kind of seemed like it was, like, that's one theory that I could see.
Yeah, we'll never know the truth,
right.
But I'm, like, fully would think that that's possible, that the show was just like, we're gonna make the storyline about coming out because that's what straight people want, so
yeah
this is what you're gonna do. Like, I just have such a hard time thinking that Erica was not out with her parents when she has a bisexual Bob and lives with them.
It doesn't add up.
And she, like, I just, yeah, I don't buy it. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Do you want to talk about Steph's bisexuality being questioned?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is such a frustrating topic for me.
Yeah, for sure.
As, like, a high femme, like, person, like, who has always been really feminine, like, even before it came out, like, it's just, it feels like that's always the crux of my existence, is, like, having people, like, not believe my sexuality,
right.
You know? And I think that that, too, could maybe lend itself to, like, oh, if the coming out was true and real or whatever, that might be part of the reason why, like, she wanted to wait until she, you know, was in a relationship before coming out, because there's, like, a believability factor there.
Right, that's such a good point, that, like, if you are presenting a certain way that you almost, like, need a relationship to verify,
yeah,
with straight folks what,
yeah,
you're feeling.
I think I wonder, too, like, there's stuff that we just will never know because we don't have access to Stephanie's thinking about it, you know? It's not like we really get to hear that much, but we see, I think, some insecurity about, you know, her connection to a queer community, her connection to her bisexual identity. And, you know, we can talk more about her internet persona later, but the idea that, like, I think her online audience caters more to, like, straight men, I think also probably feeds into this questioning of her bisexuality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why is she online? Like, you know, making a persona that's basically mostly viewed by straight men. To me, it's, like, that should not be an issue at all. You know, like, that's not, like, any sort of, like, evidence of anything to
right.
me, you know? And it's biphobic.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like the way that people are not believing her identity is very biphobic. And I think that it would probably, if I was in her shoes and I was highly visible online and I had to deal with this situation, it would make me feel very insecure.
Right.
Because it already makes me feel insecure, and I, you know, I'm just a person.
Right.
You know, not an internet personality. So I feel for her in that regard.
Yeah. I think it's not like this is new information at all, but it's just like, everything's fucking always about men. It's
right.
Like, oh, we just cannot believe that this, like, beautiful woman wants to fuck more than just cis dudes. Like,
yeah.
We just can't buy it. And, like, I get that people, like, I get what's happening from straight viewers, which is, like, oh, well, she doesn't want to be physical with Erica. She's not doing this with Erica. She's sabotaging at every turn. But, like, why can't we question her relationship history and her relationship skills instead of questioning her sexuality?
Also, why does sexuality have to be about, like, sex?
Right.
You know? Like, there's
like, why aren't they fucking?
There are intimate, like, there are partnerships that are intimate that aren't physically sexual.
Right.
You know? It's like, to me, it's like, why do you have to prove your sexuality by, like, fornicating?
Right,
you know?
Like, do they need to, like, literally film them having sex on the show for people to believe stuff?
Right, because they're going to believe what they want to believe anyways. You
and,
know?
Like...
I don't know.
Let's say that she isn't bisexual and just, like, went on the show to, like, talk about her illness and be an advocate. Like, okay, like...
But why would anyone
being
bisexual
right.
for that? Like, she already, I think, could be, like, pitched that to TLC, being like, hey, I have this condition and I would love to advocate about it. Also, I met this person who's in Australia and we're going to try and do the K-1 visa. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like, that's already a hard sell.
Where I was going is, like, I still don't think that, like, we have the right to question her. Like, let's say she did have this whole scheming plan.
Right.
Like, what the fuck ever? And also, like, it's just, it sucks to me that it's like, it sucks that it's a bi person. Like, of course.
Yeah.
And I do kind of, I have, like, some, I won't even go down that rabbit hole, but I'm just like, of course we're questioning whether a bi person's actually bi. Like, of course that's what the internet's response to this is. What a huge fucking bummer.
It is. It's a huge bummer. And it, like, there's so many other reasons to, like, question Stephanie's behavior. You know,
right,
like
there's
so
much more going on.
Analyze, you know?
But instead, we're going to talk about, like, her... Yeah, and okay, not that I should even have to defend this, but if she wasn't... Why would she put her mom through all of that? Like, if we're going to believe this, all that bullshit, it's like, why... I have such a hard time believing that because it would be so much work on her part. You're
right.
Gonna come to TLC and be like, okay, I've been talking to this woman on the internet for a year and have completely faked a romantic relationship with her so that I can be on 90 Day Fiancé, please.
Right. It's not like y'all really, like, I think, like, someone claimed that they get paid, like, $1,000, you know, like, some small menial amount. I'm like, she's already making bank doing whatever it is she's doing already. Like,
she
does not need
on
TLC
any
money.
Show. She could literally have gone on any other reality TV show. Or guess what? She could have gone on 90 Day Fiancé with a man.
Right. Like, why? Like, what's, I just don't see the point of it. And so that, even if we're entertaining it just for shits and giggles, I'm like, it's just, it just is nonsensical to me. Like, y'all just don't want to believe her sexuality.
Right. Because she's super, super feminine
right.
and because she wasn't, like, overtly physical with Erica in front of you.
Yeah.
Which, like, who are we to question why she wasn't super intimate with Erica?
Yeah.
Why is that our business?
Right. I mean, it seems to me like the thing wasn't going super well. You know, like, the trip didn't seem super romantic to me, like, from the jump. Not because, you know, they weren't physically attracted to each other, but because they didn't get along at all.
No, like, they just literally, their personalities are not a vibe.
Yeah, and she seems like that type of person where, like, she seems very, like, you know, she seems very, like, private. And, you know, you're having these cameras film you. And that's why I was shocked by, like, the kissing scene, because I was like, that must have taken so much out of her to do, honestly. I'm sure for Erica, too, because it just seemed very exploitative. But I can't imagine having a film crew, like, in my business. And then you're also going through all these, like, health issues, and it's, like, stressful to travel, and you're trying not to get stressed, but you're fighting all the time, and it's, that doesn't sound, like, hot and heavy at all. That just sounds really heavy and shitty.
Also, I was laughing because, amongst the many other reasons why things weren't super hot, like, a trip to Australia is, like, 30 hours. You think it's the opposite time of day. Everyone's digestion gets all fucked up when they're on a plane. You're on a plane for 17 hours. You're trying to tell me that she landed, didn't feel super jet lagged, and wanted to take a bubble bath and make out?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Right. It's just, it was so just weird. It was so funny that she put like this like lingerie number on, thinking that that might like make up for the fact that she clearly wasn't in the mood, you know? She was jet lagged to hell and back, I'm sure. You know?
It's literally the opposite end
of
the...
You've been to Australia, you know.
I've lived there. I'm like, yeah, it's super funny because I've totally driven through where they were. But,
oh my gosh.
That's cool. But, yeah, I think there's just so many things that we could have, as an audience, focused on. And we chose to, you know, it's... Ugh.
Also, I hate to say it, but I feel like this public just demeaning and devaluing of her sexuality probably doesn't help whatever insecurity issue she has going on.
Right.
You know, like, you're responsible for yourself, and obviously, like, she, hopefully, I'm hoping that she's working on this stuff on her own, but, I mean, it's... Do not envy anyone who puts themselves on TV and then, like, deals with the blowback afterwards, because it's, like, very intense and awful, and people are literally the worst online. So
she also said, too, that she hadn't been intimate with anyone in a year, and I feel like if you went that long without having sex with someone, you'd feel a lot of pressure and a lot of nerves. I just think there's so much playing into it. I think she put a lot of pressure on herself, too much pressure on herself, had anxiety about basically performance, both like sexually and in the relationship and with PDA, and then also had all these massive control issues.
Yeah, totally.
Which probably stemmed from both her health stuff and previous relationships, but...
There's, like, a whole cocktail of things going on there, I think.
Also,
one thing that I wanted to bring up is, because I'm just thinking of it now, you know how one major fight that they had was over Erica, like, having hooked up with a friend of hers? And, like, she said, oh, you know, I've hooked up with some of my friends before, like, male and female.
Yeah.
Like, the producers and, I mean, maybe Stephanie also focused in on the guy friend more, but, like, that, I feel like that whole situation was very, like... There was a lot of just weird biphobic shit going on there. You know, that she was so obsessed with, like, this one guy friend.
Right, which is just,
that?
Like...
I could have sworn that she, Erica, mentioned that she had also hooked up with, like, female friends, too.
No, I mean, that was quite explicitly said.
Okay.
I watched
that
episode, like, last night or the night before, and Erica's hooked up with, like, all of these girls in the friend group.
Yeah, which is, like, very queer.
Has just made out with this guy.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer because, obviously, it's internalized biphobia. Steph is sitting there, like, am I, like, feeling threatened by this guy? Like,
right. Like, why is the... And also, I think production, too, probably has some responsibility for that as well. You know, like, there's a reason why they, like, put him, you know, in front of the camera.
They had to have hammed that up. He was such a just, like, classic Aussie bloke, mate.
Oh my
like,
God.
Hey, how you going?
So funny. He was so confused by the whole thing.
He was like, just, he's like, we've made out a few times. Like, whatever, bro.
Can I get back to my beer pong?
But his hair was cracking me up because it's, like, such a weird Australian dude thing to gel your hair that way. I'm like,
interesting.
Yuck.
Interesting.
Not or not junk, like the way that it's cut. Look, go back. We'll go back after we finish recording. It's not cute.
Okay.
Worried
for them.
But yeah.
I just thought it was weird
that like we focus on Erica's romantic past with cis men, not just her romantic past. And then what do you think about like having a queer couple on TV, like, fighting so much? Like, how do you, like, what do you, what's your take on?
So, I would be annoyed by it, but I just, I mean, I'm sure people internalize things without realizing it and, like, don't expressly, like, think critically about what they're viewing, like, especially when it's, like, a majority straight audience, but I almost feel like because of the fact that they focus so much on the coming out story, I almost wonder if the straight people probably glossed over how, like, toxic some of this stuff was and, like, had, like, the themes of, like, the a lot of this stuff is stuff that we've dealt with in our, like, queer dating lives.
Right.
You know? Like, I almost feel like maybe they, like, wouldn't really notice, but I know that they're still internalizing it, and it's bad. It's I like, don't like the fact that this is, like, such a visible, like, this is the first queer plot on 90 Day Fiancé, like, it had so much hype or whatever, and it did, I think it really did increase viewership, because
yeah.
I looked at the ratings, and the ratings went up
from
the last season, but I think that it, you know, it's frustrating having these plots that are so, like, toxic, and there's no, like, resolution, there's no care taken by, like, anyone on the production side.
Right.
Like, it just all felt very exploitive by the end, and, like, the whole reunion situation, they were not equipped to handle the conversations that needed to happen for there to be, like, comfortable resolution.
No, and, like, yeah, the tell-all is an interesting thing because...
Yeah, the tell-all.
You can't ask one of your stars how they feel about having their sexuality questioned unless you're really prepared to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And they clearly weren't.
No, right. They just did not seem equipped at all to handle, like, the intricacies, especially of, like, Stephanie.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I feel like what it turned into is just this, like, Erica stan.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we all love Erica. Erica's so sweet. Instead of just viewing them as both, like, complex people who just really did not work.
Totally.
And Stephanie totally had some incredibly toxic behaviors.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the stuff that was more, like, for a queer audience, I guess you could say. Because I do think you're right. I think straight people probably just glossed over the fights.
Yeah, they probably just saw the bowl throw and they were like, whoa!
Whoa. But...
I guess I would say, too, like, they're both, like, women. I think I don't necessarily feel good about the fact that the way that probably a straight audience would perceive, like, women being really, like, worked up.
Oh,
at each other,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the emotional aspect of it is, like, I feel like a lot of times women's feelings and, like, femmes, like, their feelings and their needs are dismissed because, you know, people are like, oh, you're getting emotional about it. I can't listen to you anymore.
Right.
You know, I've been in situations like that before.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's another thing that I think would be a key.
Yeah, no, that's definitely relevant.
TLC.
TLC.
I mean, we should have known.
Yeah, I just think it's really important to bring up this, like, lack of physical intimacy and, like, initiation of physical intimacy on Steph's part, resulting in having her sexuality questioned.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
Yeah, that is. That was something that was probably the most frustrating.
I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I fell prey to it for a second. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
because,
like, yeah.
You flew all the way to Australia and now you don't even want to, like, hug her?
I know. I think, too, it's, like, there's just a lot of, I don't know, I think in terms of, like, the physical intimacy thing, it's, like, if you relate to wanting physical intimacy and, like, sexual intimacy, then I think that it's really only natural to question, you know, to fall into that line of thinking because it's so ingrained in our, you know, in the way that we're brought up and the media that we're exposed to.
Right.
But that's why we, you know, put on our reality gaze lens. And we are like, wait, hold on. That's not right.
No, I'm like, I'm going to call myself out. There was a moment where I questioned her because...
Yeah. I mean, I've done that too.
You know, and then I was watching and it took me a second to kind of step
yeah.
back from it and be like, oh my God, I'm literally questioning this woman because I'm not able to, like, see her continuously make out with someone on screen. Like, is
yeah.
that what I'm doing right now?
Yeah,
which
you
is like,
it, and then you know,
yeah,
you
but it's like,
it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
it's inside
I mean,
of me too.
That's a queer. I mean, it's just you know, obviously, I'm like, I don't expect much from like straight viewers in terms of being able to fully like process and realize some of the issues at play here. I'm not
so
I'm
like
never
have
surprised.
A framework, right?
Yeah, but I think like we also have this issue in like our queer community.
Yeah,
questioning identities and sexualities and you know everything.
Yeah, totally.
So it's stuff that we also. Can check and because I've done it too. Like it's just something that we
yeah.
We work on.
We have a critical lens. but I don't know, I think I mean, that's most of the stuff that I wanted to talk about in relation to them. And I'll be really curious to see what happens with Armando. There's like a cis gay male couple on the current season.
Okay.
If you're wanting to tune in, I think there definitely is a coming out storyline, but only with one of the people, men in the couple. And I'm definitely curious to see it unfold, and I would imagine we'll want to end up talking about it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would tune in for that. I would skip through.
Skip through just to watch
the gay
content.
Sometimes I would get caught up in a subplot, like another plot, and I'd be like, whoa, hold on, never mind.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, I don't know, it's just hard to be a queer viewer sometimes where you're like, oh, I just got excited over these breadcrumbs. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, this, what I want is to see, like, a trans couple on this show, or I just want more. Not that, like, I didn't also want to see, like, two cis women date each other, but I'm just, like...
It's just not enough.
It's not enough. Like, we want so much more, and we're just getting these little crumbs of, like, two sort of fabricated coming out stories.
Yeah, it's annoying because it's, like, not only is it, like, not enough, but you're not even doing it well. And part of the reason is because it's not, there's not enough, you know?
Right.
We're not exposing ourselves to it enough, and so that's frustrating, but...
And this sort of, now what they're going to continue to do is have... one queer couple in every season. That's weird to me.
Yeah, is that so? That's a thing that they've established.
Well, it seems like it because
It's just like a theme that you've noticed.
Well, there's only been two seasons. So Steph and Erica was.
They're probably like, "Wow, we're really breaking grounds."
right.
That's so like sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my
I mean,
God.
This is the first season since Erica and Steph, and there's one queer couple.
Yeah.
So I just imagine. That
they're trying to I guess you guys better get to work then
right
to increase the visibility. Did you want to talk at all about like the internet, like anything else to do with like her internet persona versus like I feel like it kind of got looped into like her bisexuality.
Yeah, I feel like we covered it. I just think that a lot of Steph's toxic behaviors and insecurities and control issues and starting all these fights stems from having this weird understanding of herself.
Yeah, and it's like, I exactly agree with that, and I think it's kind of sad because it's like, she should be able to live the life that she wants to and still believe in herself and believe in who she is and like have peace with that. It's unfair that we live in a world where like, she can make a career out of, you know, being, you know, more sexual online and having a like a persona and a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
But the price that she has to pay for that, for some reason we've decided this is the way things are,
right.
Is that people are going to constantly question her motives, her sexuality, you know, what's wrong with you? Why are you like exposing yourself online, but you're not willing to be intimate in person or be this person? Like, I hate that.
Think about too now, like, this makes me feel for her is like, if she's going to stay in the public eye and have this internet personality, there's so much pressure for her next relationship to be read as queer, or people are going
to
be like, yep,
herself.
You were straight. So
yeah.
now she's sitting here dating and being like, I can't date men.
Yeah.
Or everyone's going to tell me that I was a big joke.
It's just horrible. And also in the tell-all, someone, the host, questioned her and asked her if it was true that she had, like, stripped before.
Oh my God.
And that just, like, grossed me out so much because it's like, that has nothing to do with this. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like, you deserve us because you used to be a stripper. So, like, actually, it's untrue. Like, you're lying to us if you don't want to be a sexual person. You know, like, I don't know.
Oh,
just,
my God. That makes me, I missed that somehow. That makes
me
super
I'm pretty sure
angry.
The host brought it. It definitely came up. Like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure that the host brought it up because obviously she was guiding the conversation. But someone else might have brought it up. I don't want to throw her under the bus, but it was just so problematic and bad. I just couldn't. I was like, I need to like rinse my eyeballs and my ears out.
Yeah, that's.
And I
want to really
be mad
upsetting.
At her for so many other legitimate reasons, but I find myself just feeling bad for her that, you know, she had to go through that because you don't deserve that.
No.
You know, and it doesn't help anyone's mental health at all.
No.
So.
No, they're just super incompatible people.
They're so incompatible and so young and, like, you know, like, I feel like Erica was, like, such a free spirit and...
That's literally what I was about to say. Erica's, like, super free spirit and then Stephanie's super uptight and there's nothing wrong with either of those things. It's
right.
just, like...
It's incompatibility. If they had lived in, like, a city away from each other and matched on Tinder, they could have just, like, figured this out so quick.
So
you know?
Quick.
They wouldn't have had to go through so much.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
Tony and I are gonna socially distance go to the beach.
Yes, I'm so excited.
But please message us and let us know your thoughts on 90 Day and if there's something specific that you want us to cover. We already have some ideas and we're excited to kind of have a new project.
Yeah, it's fun to get creative again. Creative, quote unquote. But yeah, it's been really nice and I'm looking forward to talking about other things, so stay tuned.
Oh, and shout out, we don't have to say your name to keep you private, but shout out to our number one fan having a baby. We just want to celebrate your baby. We
That's
absolutely
so sweet.
Adore you.
Congratulations.
And you're cute. They're all cancers, I think. They're all crabs. Think of the love in that family. So
it's gonna be the most nurturing home.
I know.
Oh, so that's great. Good news is very much needed right now.
Yep.
So
happy cancer baby.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Will you accept this rose? Will you accept this rose? I think we got it.
Yeah, no, that's really good.